Focus on flowers.
The ubiquitous pest we know as bindweed forms mats on the ground, but also twines its slender stems around the stalks of plants. It has triangular-shaped leaves and an open-faced flower like a small morning glory, usually white. This plant has the habit of strangulation. A gardener who goes on a summer vacation usually returns to find bindweed garlanding all of the shrubs and perennials, and even in a drought, these plants grow with abandon. Even those of us who profess to love all flowers dislike bindweed. This summer, I waged war on this pesky vine with a vengeance. For years, I've tried to rip it out, but one can't get the roots. It's hard to spray it with Roundup without damaging its host plants. I've even tried balancing small plastic plates on shrubs and gathering the bindweed onto the plates to spray them. Then my neighbor suggested using plastic grocery bags instead. So this summer, I gently gathered as much of the vine as I could into a bag, then sprayed Roundup into the bag, tied the top of the bag closed, and waited. Gradually, the rest of the vine wilted and died, and I gloated at each demise. My garden bloomed with bunches of plastic bags this past summer, but I was triumphant, at least until next year. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on zapping bindweed.